Right, I can't think of the name of them. A lot of them raises them. They're dark green striped watermelon.
You've got watermelons at all?
I don't eat them. I don't fool with them. I used to plant acres of them.
To sell?
Yeah. I've hauled as high as $1,000, $1,500 worth of market during the season off my own vine. My dad-in-law, this whole place here, that's all he raised was watermelons and peanuts and peas and sweet potatoes.
Where would you take them to the market?
Eldorado, Monroe, and sometimes we go to Alexander, sometimes New Orleans.
But there's not much market, just say in Ruston or something.
No, they raise too many around Ruston.
Something people smoke made out of tobacco.
I said they smoke cigarettes.
What's the big brown thing?
Pipe.
Or?
A cigar.
And say if someone offered to do you a favor. You might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel, if you don't want to accept the favor, because you don't want to feel like you owe them something, you say, I don't want to feel.
I don't want to interfere with that.
Do you ever say, I don't want to feel beholden or obligated?
I don't want to be obligated to nothing like that.
What about beholden? Would you ever say that?
Well, it's causing what it was, whether I don't want to be beholden to it or not. That comes under a different category.
What's the difference?
Well, beholden means you would help him to take care of what he got.
Uh-huh.
And if he don't have nothing to do with it, it means the other way.
Beholden and obligated means
the same? Not altogether, it don't. Because they can put a burden on you from beholden anything, because you're responsible for something, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
As long as you're beholden to it. And if you ain't beholden to it, you wouldn't be obligated to it.
Okay. Obligated is not as strong as beholden?
Obligated means it's in your possession. You do what you want to with it, and he's supposed to be satisfied with it.
Uh-huh. If,
other words, you promise a person that you will see after something for him.
Uh-huh.
It's your business to be obligated to see after that, not let it pass by.
Are you beholden to him then?
No, you ain't beholden to him. Because if you beholden to him, you go right on and do it.
Okay. Someone asks you if you're able to do something. You'd say, sure, I do it, sure.
It's according to what it was. A lot of things one can't do, another can. There's
uh-huh.
a difference in doing things. A lot of people ain't got the knowledge and wisdom to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The experience either. Because I've been on carpenter jobs that the man that was running the job didn't know what he's doing. He just bid any contract.
Uh-huh.
And he had another fellow over him, or he had second boss over under him. And the second boss didn't know what to do with
it. What would you call a carpenter like that?
I'd call him, he wouldn't be fit for a carpenter. He wouldn't know what he was doing.
Did you ever call him a jackleg or
jackleg? Jackleg carpenter, and he ain't much of that if he don't know what they put him out there to do.
What do you mean a jackleg carpenter?
It's one that's just starting out. He don't realize he can't read blueprint,
uh-huh.
and he can't estimate the lumber or the concrete or nothing.
What else would you call a jackleg besides a carpenter?
Well, they'd be jacklegs doing lots of things. Because you can put him out there plowing, and if he don't know how, he's just a jackleg plowing.
Uh-huh.
Or he's just a jackleg digging ditches or such as that.
What would you call a preacher who doesn't know the Bible very well, who doesn't
just a jackleg preacher. Ain't much of that either.